In the late 1940s, Ginny Hensley was a star in Virginia's Shenandoah Valley. She sang on local radio shows and at Friday night dances. She was a cowgirl singer with a singular voice, warm and smooth, but revealing. You could practically feel the tug in her heart. It took 10 more years, nearly 20 singles, 2 labels, and 2 marriages and 3 children for Virginia Patterson Hensley to become known as Patsy Cline. She died 40 years ago this week in a plane crash that also took the lives of country singers Hawkshaw Hawkins and Cowboy Copas. She was 30 years old, and she fell from the sky just as she was ascending to stardom. 1960's I Fall to Pieces topped the country charts and crossed over to reach number 12 on the pop charts. Patsy Cline only had 3 real years of hit-making before she died, but the products of those years, Leavin' on Your Mind, Crazy, and Back in Baby's Arms, just to name a few, have become parts of the country music canon and the treasured favorites of the millions who remember Patsy Cline this week.
I'm back in baby's arms. How I miss those loving arms. I'm back where I belong, back in baby's arms. Don't know why we quarreled, we never did before. Since we found
Patsy Cline, gone for 40 years now, but still very much around. And this is Weekend Edition, directed by Sarah Byer, Shenandoah Kelly, and produced by Charlie Mayer, Darcy Bacon, Ed McNulty, Bridget McCarthy, Kara Gerhardt, Evie Stone and Julie Holmes Bailey. Our reference librarians are Kim Oleski, Holly Witt, and Alphonse Veen. Our technical director is Burke Hunn, so ably assisted by Sherry Marshevsky, Ted Mebane, Andrea Jackson Gewertz, Greg Gavin, and man, Nolita Weather all up in New York. This theme, this one here, was composed by B.J. Lederman. Our senior editor is Gwendolyn Tompkins, and the senior producer of Weekend Edition Saturday is Peter the Snowman Breslow. Hope he has a good time coming back. I'm Scott Simons.